You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a program from our archives.
As the dark sky gives way to dawn in northern Georgia, this Carolina wren is one of the first birds to greet the day. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. We're on an early morning walk in the Georgia foothills.
Well, right now I hear cardinals. I hear a wood peewee. I hear a wood thrush. Those are the three that are kind of dominant right now.
It's May in these rolling hills of red clay, and here, like virtually everywhere on the planet, each bird has its time of day to sing its song. Every flower has its moment to bloom.
Now, here's something, and this is its time just coming on. This is a persimmon, and these are the flowers of the female persimmon. They come out just a few days later than the males.
For Jeff Jackson, a wildlife expert at the University of Georgia, it's important to stay in touch with nature's calendar.
Why be interested in all this seasonal change? Well, the way I look at it is, when you see something, that tells you that you have an appointment. Or when you notice something that's changed in spring, it means it's time to go someplace and see something else. So for people who were still living off the land, when they saw a certain flower bloom, they knew it was time to go to a certain place because the fish would be there and it was time to catch them. And around here, the same thing is true. When you see certain things, even in town, it lets you know that the fish might be running in the Oconee River and it's time to go down and catch the white bass.
You've been listening to a program from our archives. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for news of my latest project. It's a novel. I'm Jim Metzner. This is The Pulse of the Planet.